Today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Zayin, and we are towards the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis discussing one of the most amazing machlokos in all of Shas. Pei Vav Amud Beis machlokos, what day the Torah was given on. Again, it relates to the Kliyakar Sa'ara and other Achronim Sa'ara that the Torah does not even give a date to Kabbalah Sa'Torah, to Matan Torah. It just says, counting a certain number of days after Pesach. But the message is, says the Kliyakar in Parshas Emor, that every day is a Kabbalah Sa'Torah. That's why it also, he says, it doesn't say that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin in the Torah. Why? Because every day is a Yom HaDin. That's also part of what's behind the fact that this is the only holiday of the year where which we don't even know what day it is. So the Gemara said that everybody agrees, both Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Everybody agree that that Rosh Chodesh is the day they came to Midbar Sinai. And everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The machlokas is, when was Rosh Chodesh that year? That is the issue that is being discussed. Let's read it, and then we'll mention something else. Ki pligi bekvia diyarchen. By the way, I mentioned yesterday that tomorrow, meaning today, is the Nasa Benishma Gemara. It's the beginning. It's the Shviras Haluchos. The next day, that Peches, will be the Nasa Benishma Gemara, and we continue. This gets into the Kabbalah Satorah, the Kabbalah Satorah Gemara. So, ki pligi bekvia diyarchen. At 5 lines up from the bottom, on Pei Vav Amud Beis. The machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan is, when was Rosh Chodesh that year? Rabbi Yossi Savar, this is what happened. Bechad b'shaba ikva yarcha. Sunday of that year, that was Rosh Chodesh. Ubechad b'shaba lo amar lehu v'lo midi mishem chol shada urcha. And Hashem didn't command them anything on Sunday because they were exhausted from the trip, even though they were surrounded by Anani HaKavod, and even though the Anani HaKavod did everything for them, and the fire lit them at night, they were still tired. They were physically tired. Chol shada urcha. So Sunday they just got there and then got settled. Betrei b'shaba on the Monday. Amar lehu v'atem tiuli malachas kohanim v'goy kadosh. You shall be a malachas kohanim. You shall be a light unto the nations. Which interestingly, there's a machlokas rishonim on that pasuk. What is malachas kohanim? What does that mean? Rashi says malachas kohanim means sarim, princes like David, ubnei David kohanim hayu. The pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, even though David was from Sheva Yehuda. What do you mean kohanim hayu? They were princes. The Svarno there says mamlechas kohanim means teachers, lights unto the nations, literally. Ubazet tiyu skula ki tiyu mamlechas kohanim lahavin ulahoros lachol hamin haenoshi likrokula b'shem Hashem. It's amazing. According to the Svarno, if you look in the Psukim, this is before Kabbalah Satorah. Hashem says to Moshe, take this message to Am Yisrael. They have to accept this. Once they accept this, then we can continue and go through Kabbalah Satorah, and I'll give them all the rest of the mitzvahs. But they have to accept to be a Mamlechas Kohanim. And according to the Svarno, that means a light unto the nations. All the mitzvahs are a way for us to be a light unto the nations. But that's what happened on Monday, according to Rav Yossi. Bitzlas Amalu on Tuesday, Mitzvah Sagbala. On Tuesday he told them the mitzvos related to staying off of Har Sinai. Ba'arba'a, as we discussed last off of it Prisha. On Wednesday he gave the mitzvah of Prisha, as we discussed. How many onos was it? Was it in the morning? Was it in the afternoon? But on Wednesday of it Prisha. And then on Shabbos the Torah was given. That's Rabbi Yossi. V'rabbanan Savri. Otherwise, Betrei b'shaba ikva yarcha. No, Rosh Chodesh wasn't on Sunday, but it was on Monday. Betrei b'shaba lo amru lo midi mishem chol shada urcha. And again on Monday nothing was said because of the exhaustion. Betlasa amar lehu. And on Tuesday it was said vatem tiuli. Barba, everything's pushed off a day. Barba amaluhu mitzvah hagbala. On Wednesday they received hagbala. But hey, avad prisha. And on Thursday they got the command of prisha. So that is a major machlokas, which the rest of the blot today is going to try to figure out based on other prices who is correct, the Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanan, whether Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday or on Monday. Rosh Chodesh Sivan of that year after Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Beis Halevi, in his commentary in Parshas Yisro, discusses today's daf and tomorrow's daf, the next couple of dafim. He quotes the machlokes between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu later on, Pechesim Abeis, Petesim and Aleph, relating to the Malachim wanting the Torah. And the Malachim say, no, we want the Torah, we want the Torah. Don't give it to a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and answer them. And Moshe says, it says Lo Sirtzach, is that Shayach to you? It says Lo Sinov, it says Lo Signov, it says Avodah Zarah. Is all that Shayach to you? And we have the continuation of that amazing Gemara. So he asked the Beis Halevi a famous question. What were the Malachim thinking? What was the Havamina? All the mitzvahs are mitzvahs hatzulius baguf. So what's the Havamina that the Malachim wanted it? V'chisak adaitach shemikaimu ha-mitzvah sheba v'ayru b'hem tzulium baguf. mostly physical. Rak ha'inyan, but the inyan is HaTorah. Nechlekes l'shnayim shebechsav v'shebal peh. As with the Torah shebechsav and Torah shebal peh, and the ikur of Torah shebal peh is haklalim v'hamidos shatar nidreshes b'hen. That we darshan v'yaidei haklalim v'hamidos mispareshes haTorah shebechsav through our darshaning. Then that creates the Torah shebechsav, and the Torah was given to us to darshan. V'atorah nitna liYisrael. We make the drashas, and even if we might hear from Shemayim, the Babitzia Nuntes, right? The Abasco goes out. Allah Eliezer lo b'Shemayimi. We go by our seichel. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Whatever Bezdin, whatever the Posik decides, right? This is what Moshe discusses in the Hakdamah Tigris Moshe. That it's the Posik's job to try to get to ultimate truth, what he calls Emes LaAmita. But Emes LaHora'a is also a truth, and that's how the world functions, through Emes LaHora'a, says Rav Moshe. And I just saw in the new volume of the Tshuvas Minchas Asher, in the Hadama to his Sefer, he also discusses this topic and relates a number of other beautiful sources to the issues being discussed here. So we have the power, and that, says the Beis Halevi, was what the Malachim were jealous of. V'zeo sharatzah Malachim u'bikshu she'itim lahem haTorah v'lo l'ha'adam v'ya emes kamo she'im yidrashua. Why are you giving the power of darshaning, the power of interpreting, to people? No, don't give it to people. Give it to us. The Malachim wanted it. Ma'enosh kitizkirenu v'adam kitifkitenu. Give it to us. That's what they wanted, and Moshe Rabbeinu says no. He quotes the mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs are physical, and so too the drushes that appear by those mitzvahs are also physical. So based on that, he then quotes related to our Gemara, and that is, our Gemara says, as we know, that machlokas between day 6 or day 7, one was Matan Torah, asks the Magen Avram in Hilchas Shavuos, all the way at the end of Hilchas Pesach, Tav Sadek Dalet, Heich Omrim B'Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, how can we say on Shavuos, it's the day that the Torah was given? Really, it wasn't. But Kayim Olam B'Shviya B'Chodesh. Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, the seventh day. So how can we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on the sixth day? Says the Beis HaLevi, according to what we just said, that Nimsa, the Zos HaMatan Hashem Natorah LiYisrael, Hashem gave it on the sixth day, but we accepted it on the seventh day. As we're about to have in the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu added on a day. But that extra day was based on Torah Sheba'al Peh, based on Koach HaDrasha. And therefore, we say, Zman Mata, Torah Seinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us the day before. But the Kabbalah HaTorah, that was on the seventh day. U'Beshvi Haya Kabbalah HaTorah. The Nesina started on the sixth day, to answer up the Magen Avram's question. But the Kabbalah was on the seventh day. V'zeo she'omrim matan Torah Seinu v'lo matan Torah. The Torah Seinu, ha'pirish shenases lanu. It's not Zman Matan Torah, it's Matan Torah Seinu, we say, because that was the day that we accepted it through Moshe Rabbeinu's help with the koach of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And then he even adds, v'al inyan zeh tiklu chachamim shtei brachas. Ala Torah be'ez kriyas haTorah. That's why we have two brachas that we say when we get an aliyah. Achas kodem shekori b'sefer Torah, shebachar banu mikol ha'amim, which is on Torah shebechsav, and also lanu as Torah so. Hashem gave us His Torah, Torah shebechsav. And then afterwards we say, asher nasan lanu, Torah emes, v'chayi olam nata b'sochenu. That's on the bracha of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Shemasru lanu shebe emes, ba'atorah kfiyah shel yom rachachamim. Beautiful, two different brachas. I think I mentioned before, I think it's the Kaf HaChaim who says, maybe that's also the same thing. The Torah says this also. The Torah says the first bracha is Torah Sheba'al Chsav, the second is Torah Sheba'al Peh. But the Kaf HaChaim says that we walk up to get an aliyah, we see Ksav in front of us, we see Klaf in front of us. We think just what's there is there. And that's when we make a bracha relating to Torah Sheba'al Chsav. But after we read it, then we realize there's so much depth to it, and there's so much more than what meets the eye. After our aliyah, we make the bracha relating to Torah Sheba'al Peh. But either way, that relates to the next stuff, relates to Moshe Rabbeinu adding on a day. It relates to the fact, the machlokas, about when the Torah was given, 6th or 7th. That Beis HaLevi goes through all of these dafim, but it must be mentioned. Again, Beis HaLevi in Parshas Yisro. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, on top, the Kidashtem Hayom Umachar. The command that we are given is, we shall sanctify, Hashem says to us, you shall sanctify yourselves today and tomorrow. So it sounds like 2 days of preparation, and on the third day, there's going to be Kabbalah HaTorah. So Kasha L'Rabbi Yossi is a Kasha L'Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said that on Wednesday was Prisha. So Hashem says today and tomorrow. So Wednesday and Thursday. So Friday should have been Kabbalah HaTorah, according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan is one day later, so it's fine. So Thursday and Friday are the Hachanas, and then Shabbos the Torah was given. So Kasha L'Rabbi Yossi, Amalacha Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says no. Hashem did tell him today and tomorrow. But then Moshe added on an extra day. Moshe midaito. Moshe added on a day. Tichtanya, give Mildvarim also Moshe midaito. V'hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo. Three things Moshe did and Hashem was maskim to. Hosef Yom Echad midaito. Moshe added on an extra day before Kabbalah HaTorah. The Jews aren't ready. They're Tamei, whatever the reason is. We're going to have a drasha in a minute. But he added on a day. Upirish Mena Isha. And even though he didn't have the explicit command to separate from his wife after Mayim Adar Sinai, he did. V'shibar asa luchos, and also he broke the luchos. The last Rashi in the Torah says this is what Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest achievement. Sheshibar asa luchos. Let's talk about each one. Hosev Yom Echad midaito. How did Moshe and why did Moshe add on one extra day? My darish hayom umachar. Hashem says to him, prepare today and tomorrow. So Moshe darshins hayom kimachar. Today is like tomorrow. Malamachar lelo imo. Just like tomorrow, the night is with it. Meaning tomorrow is a complete day, as we know. Hayom holech achar alayla vayerev vayivoker. So just like tomorrow is a night with it. So afayom lelo imo. So to today, the first day. Meaning I need 2 days to prepare, but today doesn't count. Because today the night already went by, and I need two complete days. So Moshe says it must be 2 days besides the day that I'm standing in, and therefore it ended up being 3 days, including the day that the command was given. How do we know that Hashem was maskim? Because there wasn't Ashras Hashchina until Shabbos morning. And if it would have happened, Moshe would have been wrong, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been Mashiach Shechina on Friday, and then there would have been a different history. So number one, Moshe Adon, Hosef Yemechad Midaito, which as we mentioned, from the Beis HaLevi, that was Torah Shebal Peh, and that's what we're celebrating against the Malachim. Number one. Number two, Upi Resh Men Aisha, Moshe separated from his wife, Ma'idrush, Nasa Kavachomer Ba'atzmo, he darshan the Kavachomer. Omar, Uma Yisrael Shlo Dibra Shechina Imahen, Elisha Achaz, Am Yisrael only spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one moment, the Kavalahem Zman, and he set time for them, and he told them exactly when it was going to be, and they knew exactly, they were preparing for it, Amrlim, and he still, Amr Torah, the Torah still said, V'yinachonim B'chulu, separate, I'll take you, don't go near one's wife. So Ani, Shekol Shah V'shah, Shechina Medaber Asimi. Moshe says, they have a one-time thing, and they have so much preparation, Hashem talks to me all the time, any moment. Veda Koveil Yizman, he doesn't tell me exactly when he's coming, Alachas Kama V'kama, I have to be prepared, always, exactly, without, I can't be involved in anything else. If I'm involved with, and I'm Tomei from being with my wife, says Moshe, I wouldn't be able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he basically shed his personal life for the good of the klal, for the good of the tzibur. There's a lot to talk about, but let's just finish this section. And how do we know Hashem was maskim dechsiv? Because it says, Lechem ar lahem, shvu lachem la'alechem. Hashem tells Moshe, tell the rest of Bnei Yisrael, go back to your tents, which means go back to your wives. But you stay with me. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with what Moshe did. The Ista Amri, or the other reference to how Moshe Rabbeinu is different, therefore he must separate. When Hashem said at the end of Baloscha to Miriam and Aaron, I speak to him mouth to mouth, face to face. And therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's different, and that is why, that's also a pasuk that reflects that he was maskim with what Moshe did. Period. A couple of important points. First of all, a halachic point. The Meshech Chachma is meyer on that pasuk of Shuvu Lachem La'alechem in Pashas Voeschan on Perek Hey, pasuk Chav Zayin, that there is no source in Shas for the principle of Gershin is Gayer Kekatan Shenola Dami. The Gemara says it in Yevamis, the Gemara says it elsewhere, but there is nowhere in Shas that there's a source for that. How do you know that? How do I know that when a non-Jew converts, he is no longer related to his previous family? Maybe he's related to certain family members. So how do I know? The Chassam Sofer asked this question in Avodah Zarah, that it bothered him his whole life. And he doesn't know what the source is. Says the Meshech Chachma, I think the source is obvious. And that's our pasuk. Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, go back to your tents. Go back to your tents. Everybody? Everybody's allowed to go back to their tents? But what do you mean? Maybe some people were married, now that they received the Torah, maybe some people were married to physical relationships that they weren't allowed to be married to. Maybe there were some nephews married to some aunts, for like Moshe's parents. So how could they go back? And yet the Torah says, everybody go back. So it must be. They're not related anymore, because beforehand they were not Jews. Now they totally converted. Gershon is guy here. Kagan Shadola Dami, based on our Pasuk. Number one. Number two, Tosfos. Tosfos here asks, if it's based on a Pasuk, of Lechem Olam Shuvulchem Olechem, Topo Amodi Madi, so how did Miriam and Aaron make the mistake? How did they start talking about Moshe Rabbeinu? Asked Tosfos. Tosfos, Dibrasel V'yata. V'yim Tomar. Minolan Depirish Moshe Midaito. So first Tosfos asks, how do we know Moshe said this himself? Maybe this is the interpretation of the tzivui that Hashem gave him. V'atopo emori madi. Moshe didn't make it up. Hashem told him to do it. V'tirish Rabbeinu Tam. D'im Isa D'mach V'asivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pirish V'lo Midaito. No, if it was only because Hashem told him and not because of his own decision, Hechaya Ma'arer, Aaron and Miriam. Miriam and Aaron wouldn't have made a fuss about it if it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sivui. It must be Elavadai, says Tosfos, Mitchila, Piresh Mimena Lagamri Moshe Midaito. It started off with Moshe's decision, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to his decision. But that's why Miriam and Aaron started saying, well, if you wouldn't have said it, Hashem wouldn't have demanded it, and therefore, you know, what are you doing? Because after all, but Badarash Adam Rosa Lelech Molichan Oso, Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Maseches Makos, Shari La'aron LaMiriam, La'amar LaFrosh, because after all, we didn't suggest it, and he didn't tell us, it's only because you suggested it, Moshe. And that was their mistake, but that's how it was open for them to make such a mistake if it wasn't a tzivui. The Sfas also adds on to Tosfos, but the Torah said it. Didn't the Torah say this? So still, how could Aaron and Miriam make the mistake? Even if it was Moshe's idea, but they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. So he discusses maybe that this was a private pasuk, and Moshe didn't write it until later. He gets into the Machlokas and Maseches Gittin, whether the Torah was written in one fell, right, by our, whether the Torah written at our Sinai up until there, and then the next time the Torah was written was before Moshe died, or was it written Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, piece by piece. So he gets into that Machlokas, but either way, it's interesting that Aaron and Miriam spoke about Moshe, even though there might have been something in the Torah that alluded to the fact that he should separate as well. This pasuk describing Moshe Rabbeinu, a pal pal dabrebo, was quoted by the Rambam in the seventh Yesod. As we know, the Ani Mamins that we say after davening is based on the Rambam's 13 principles of faith, which are found in his Hakdama to Perek Chelek, to the last Perek of Maseches Sanhedrin. So besides Tchias HaMesim and Nevuah and Yemos HaMashiach, so in the seventh Yesod, one of the tenets of our faith is to believe that Moshe was different than every other Navi. Every other Navi, Moshe was different, and that was the mistake that Aaron and Miriam made. V'hu shenamin, ki hu avihem shel kol ha-Navim, asher hayu milafanav, v'asher kamu me'acharav, kulam heim l'mtachtav b'mayla. They're all under him in quality. V'hu aya ha-nivchar mikol min ha-adam, asher hisig mi'idiyasu yisparach, yoser mikol ma'ashe hisig. He reached higher levels of Hasaga more than any other. There was lo nishar masach shelo kra'o. There was no curtain that he didn't rip open. V'nichnas bimenu. V'lo mina'o monea gufani. V'lo nisari lo shum chesron be'rav lamat. His body didn't prevent him from getting close. Nisbatzlu bimenu kochos hadimyoniyim b'chushiyim b'asogosav. And he was totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means by saying, Pa'al Pa'al Dabrebo. He quotes that pasuk. And then the Rambam goes through how there are four major differences between the Nevuah of Moshe and the Nevuah of everyone else. He writes this also in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah by Nevuah. He says, number one, Rishon, Ki Eza Navi Shaya Lo Dibrebo Hashem Yisbarach Ela De Emtsa'i. There was an intermediary. It wasn't like speaking to your fellow man. And Moshe, Pa'al Pa'al Dabrebo, number one. Number two, every other Navi only received Nevuah when he was sleeping, when he was unconscious, Bachalom Halayla, Bachalom Chezion Layla, Tipo Tardema, Machzem Mar'eh, B'Moshe, Yavoi Lav Adibur Bayom, V'hu Omeid Ben Shnei Akruvim, right there speaking to him, Pa'al Pa'al Dabrebo. Number two. Number three, says the Rambam, Ha'inina Shlishi, Ki Anavi Kishatovai Lav HaNevuah, Yechlashu Kochosav Yizkalko Binyanu. He'll become shaking, he'll become fearful, as if he's about to die. Moshe Rabbeinu? No. Lo char min adibur ava bishua yapanim befanim lechozek dveikusa b'seichel. Number three. And number four, the Inyan Revi, other Nevi'im, did not receive Nevuah unless Hashem decided, I'm going to talk to you. Beretzon Hashem Yizbarach. Shor yamod hanavi yamim moshanim v'lo tovalo Nevuah. Navi can wait 10 years. for the next nevuah. V'yavakish min aborin, he can ask and ask, but it doesn't happen. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wants to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chaleisha yirtse omer imdu ve'eshma'a, ma'yitzav Hashem lachem. Four times, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daber al Aron achicha ve'al yovah b'chaleisha lakodesh v'chulu. But that is the difference between Moshe and the other Nevi'im, based on this pasuk of peh el peh adaber bo. So, what do we have, the three specific actions that Moshe Rabbeinu did that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim too? He added on a day before Maimed Har Sinai. He separated from his wife, and now number three, right in the middle, Pezayin Amanal, right in the middle. Shibra Zaluchos, he broke the Luchos. My Darish, what did he darshin? Omar, he said, why did he break the Luchos? Uma Pesach, Shu Echad Mitaryag Mitzvahs, Omrit, if by Karban Pesach, which is only one of the Tariag Mitzvahs, Omrit Torah V'chol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo, Hashem says, and Ben Nechar, a Mumar, a heretic, is not allowed to take part in one mitzvah. So a Torah Kula Kan, here, I'm giving the entire Torah, the Yisrael Mumarin, and their Mumarin, they're all over the Avodah Zarah, Alachas Kama V'kama, surely I'm not allowed to give it to them based on a Kal V'chomer. Fine. Uminalan, how do you know that? What do you mean a Torah Kulakan? The whole Torah is here, Rashi says, Tluya Biluchos Halalu. It's all Tali on these Luchos. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish two more lines. Uminalan, this going to Shbrach Al Yado. How do we know that Hashem was maskim with Moshe's actions of breaking the Luchos? Shenemar Asher Shibarta. And we dash to the word Asher, Viamore Shlakish, Yasher Kochacha, Sheshibarta. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, Hashem says Shkoyach to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yasher Kochacha, I thank you for breaking them. How do we know to darshan that way? From Asher Shibarta, the luchos that you broke. So the Ramban, right here says, Ramban Alashas, right here, he says, Vishamati, beautiful. Mishum Tichsiv Asher Shibarta Vishamtam Ba'aron. Vishivre Luchos Munachim Ba'aron. We know that broken luchos were also put into the Aron. Vilmali Hayab Vishvirasan Chait. If there wouldn't be a chait, if there would be a chait associated with the breaking of the luchos, ein kategor nathasanegar, you wouldn't put that into the aron. Ela malamet shahaisa shvirasan chaviva lefanav. It was chaviv in front of him. Why was it chaviv in front of him? We mentioned this many times. Why was it chaviv? And Rashi says at the end of the Torah, this was Moshe's pinnacle. This was his climax to that he broke the luchos. What's so great about it? So I once heard a pshat that maybe it's based on the Gemara about Nechemiah HaAmsuni, or Shimon HaAmsuni, the Gemara in Pesachim, and Bava Kamma, and elsewhere, that there was a certain Rebbe, Nechemiah HaAmsuni, Shimon HaAmsuni, one of them, that darshan every word in the Torah, darshan every S in the Torah, to teach us something. S l'rabos, dot, dot, dot. Until he got to, as Hashem alakach atira, what could you add on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he threw it all away. And his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, Torah matei olam, Torah shedarashta, you darshan so much, so there's one S you can't figure out. Don't worry about it. He said to them, no. Kishem shekibalti schara ladrisha, kacha kabal schara laprisha. No, I'm throwing it out. I'm throwing away my doctoral thesis. What could I do? I must be wrong, because this S has nothing to darshan from it. Ad, Shabbar Rabbi Akiva, until the next line came along, and tells us that Rabbi Akiva, his Talmud came along and darshan, es Hashem okech atira, l'rabos Talmud echachamim. No, S can include something, Talmud chacham. Ask the Velt, how is it that Rabbi Akiva was able to figure this one out, and Nechemiah HaAmsuni, who darshan every S in the Torah, he couldn't figure this one out? What did Rabbi Akiva have that Nechemiah HaAmsuni didn't have? Oh, answer given is, Rabbi Akiva had one thing that he didn't have. He had a Rebbe like Nechemiah HaAmsuni. He saw in front of his eyes somebody who was ready to throw away his entire life's work because he didn't think it was MS, he didn't think it was right. That, l'rabos talmidei chachamim. And that's exactly the pshat given by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, why was it chaviv to Hashem? It wasn't just that he was maskim. The Ramban's lashon is that it was chaviv to him because he saw what an eved Hashem was. He saw Moshe Rabbeinu, this was what he worked for his entire life. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsov, and finally, Maimed Har Sinai, getting the luchos, and he threw it away. He didn't know there was going to be another set of luchos. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very beloved to him. And that's how, says the Ramban says, that's how we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. Good. Two other major points that are talked about here. Number one is the Rashi. So Rashi says, explaining the Gemara, the whole Torah is here. The whole Torah is the Luchos. We've had shiurim about this in the past. Maybe we'll have a Daf Be'in shiur about it. And that is the Luchos, the Aseres Hadibros, according to many sources, and it goes back even as far back as the Midrashim, and for sure Rav Sadia Gaon, Rashi quotes Rav Sadia Gaon at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, where Rav Sadia Gaon says, all the Torah is included in the Aseres HaDibros. all the Torah. That's a symbol somehow of all the mitzvahs, and that's this Rashi here. This Rashi explaining the Gemara. Kol haTorah kula kan. Rashi says luchos ha'elu. Again, Rav Sadia Gaon says it. The Medrash says that there are 620 Medrash and Parshas Naso. There are 620 psukim in the Aseres Hadibros. 613 plus the seven mitzvahs drabanan or the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Again, there are other examples where we find the symbol of the Aseres Hadibros. The psukim, there's the psukim in Parsha, the end of Sefer Dvarim, some Rishonim, I think one of the Bali Atosas, the Das Akenim of the Bali Atosas discussed the second Torah that a king has to have. So the king has to write a Sefer Torah, leave it in his basic Azam, and the other Torah that he goes around with him all day. So it's pretty unbelievable to think about this. The king's going to walk around his entire life holding a Sefer Torah. So the Das Akenim says that no, it means it's like a kami, it's an amulet with the Aseres Hadibros written on it. And with the Aseres Hadibros written on it, that's as if it's the entire Torah. It's an amazing shita, but that's what the even in the halachic realm he quotes that Aseres Hadibros symbolized Kol HaTorah Kula. Again, there's a lot more there, but we'll leave that. One, two. The other point, I haven't mentioned this in a very long time. The Rav Shimon Shkup in his Hakdama to the Shar Yosher writes Moshe Rabbeinu. How did he do it? He didn't even know that there will be a second luchos. Maybe there will be no more luchos. Maybe it's finished. Maybe it's over. So how was he brazen enough to throw him down? Bashkafa Rishon hu inyan satum hayitachein she Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom haya choshev she bishvul she asu Yisrael se egel yisharu b'li Torah chas v'shalom. He thought, forget it, no more Torah. The whole destiny of the world has changed. So says the Shar Yosher, says Rav Shimon Shkup. No, the point was, what's the difference between the first and second luchos? First luchos were Maisa Elokim. The second luchos were Maisa Adam. Maisa Elokim is eternal. If somebody would learn something in the first plan, so to speak, Luchos Rishonos, they would learn it once and they wouldn't forget it. They wouldn't have to be Moser themselves. They wouldn't have to dedicate their whole lives to Torah to gain a lot in Torah. Moshe sees when B'nai Yisrael were over the Avodah Zarah, that they didn't have the commitment. That if I give the Torah to them, forget it. It'll be a Chil Hashem. No, I'm going to break the Luchos. If Hashem gives me another one, fine, gives me another one. But these luchos are not appropriate. They cannot be given to Klal Yisrael because of the terrible chil Hashem that might occur. El Mari lo nishtabra luchos arishonos lo nishtacha Torah miYisrael. Haynu shayisa skula bahem shem lamar adam pamachas hayashomer bezechrono laolam. The inyan ze herkes Moshe Rabbeinu shalul al yedei ze lios chilul hakodesh no rama od sheefshar sheyizdami sheyish mushchas umeguol b'maisim roim boki b'kochadri haTorah. You have a disgusting, terrible person. Everybody's Bucky. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to throw them down. And we'll see whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a second luchos, psalacha. Shnei luchos. No, it's made by man. Meaning, we're supposed to forget things. And then we have to work hard to remember it. Forgetting is part of human nature. Whenever we forget something in learning, we have to say, luchos shnios. Luchos shnios, I just got to work a little harder. But this is the ultimate plan right now. Because once I work a little harder, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay me in kind. Because that is a showing of ultimate dedication. Okay, let's continue. Tashma. Tashma, again, we just said the three items that Moshe Rabbeinu added on. Now we're going back to the original Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. About what day was Rosh Chodesh in that year? Was it on Sunday or was it on Monday? To mention one other source, without saying what it is, there's a long arichus in the Hakdama of the Sefer HaMakneh. The Makneh is the Baal HaFla. In the Hakdama to his Sefer on Kiddushin, he talks all about Am Yisrael and the Maimon Har Sinai and the different stages of the marriage that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was Yitzias Mitzrayim? What was Bizas Mitzrayim? What was the Kiddushin? What was the Nisuin? He goes through it there. And what was the Shiras Aluchos? Was that breaking of the marriage? Was that a breaking of a Tanai? It's all discussed there in the Sefer HaMaknes Hakdama to Kiddushin. Okay, Tashma. Here we go. Ve'yunachon liyom ha'shlishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, be ready on the third day. Liyom ha'shlishi. Kasha l'Rabbi Yossi. Another kasha on Rabbi Yossi, because it sounds like that they should be ready on day three. Rabbi Yossi says, the warning, the priesthood was on Wednesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, they should be ready. So again, the Gemara says, Hamrinan yom echad hosef Moshe midaita. What do you mean? Moshe was Moshe for a day. And that's why, that's the extra day added in. What do you mean Moshe was Moshe for a day? This is Hashem's tzivui. Nechonim l'shloshes yom, liyom ha'shlishi. But Hashem knew that it was going to occur. So the Ramban, right here again, Ramban Al-Hashah says, no, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of, he knew, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge, he knew Moshe would be interested in doing this, and therefore he left it open. He left it open. Vadayim Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya Omer Lo Haya Nechardim Liyom Ravi'i. Ela hu vaday lishlishi amar, ela galu lo hayo lefanav, daito shel Moshe. Lefichach, when he said it, he left it open, kidei shehi birtzono shel Moshe Rabbeinu lehitalos b'medrasho, velo yehi kema'avir al midotav. It won't be like he's going against what God said. Kind of left lit shlosha. Does that mean after shlosha? Does that mean including shlosha? Not 100% clear, and that's why he said it at that. Tashma, next brisa. Shlishi. What does Shlishi mean? Shlishi b'chodesh, b'shlishi b'shabbos. It was on the third of the month, on Tuesday. So what does that work out? Now we have Kasha l'Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan said Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. So now this works out for Rabbi Yossi, this price, and not the Rabbanan. Amar l'cha Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, you're right. Hamani, Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi. That price is following Rabbi Yossi's opinion. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin that Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. Shlishi l'mai. What does that first word, Shlishi, mean in the price I just quoted? What is that extra word Shlishi teaching me? Likid the Tanya. It's telling me as follows. Vayashav Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. Viksiv vayagid Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. The problem the Gemara is about to deal with is the Psukim. If you look in Yisro, the Pasuk says, after Mamlachas Kohanim v'gai Kadosh, Pasuk says, Vayachamishi, Vayavo Moshe vayikra lezegnei ha'am, Vayasem lefneim es devar dorama eila. Moshe told him these things. What things? But do you want to be a Mamlachas Kohanim? Vayanu kalam me'achtav vayomer kol ha'shedibir Hashem. Nasefa, we'll do it. And what happens? Vayashem Moshe, Divrei Amel Hashem. So Moshe brings back the message. They want to do it. They agree to be Mamlechas Kohanim. Next pasuk. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Hine Anochi Ba'ilecha Ba'avei Anan. I'm coming to you in a cloud. Ba'avur Yishma Ha'am B'Dabri Yimach. So everybody hears. Vayagen Moshe, Divrei Amel Hashem. Moshe went to tell the answer of Am to Hashem. One second. What happened here? Hashem told something to Moshe, Mamlechas Kohanim. Moshe went back to Hashem, went to Bnei Yisrael, and went back to Hashem and reported it. Then Hashem says to Moshe, I'm coming in a cloud. And Moshe brought the Divrei Am to Hashem. There's a couple of steps missing. Hashem didn't tell Moshe anything. And if he told Moshe something, it doesn't say that Moshe told Bnei Yisrael something. It just skips to the stage that Moshe returned the people's words to Hashem. So that's what the pasuk's saying here. Ma amar lo, back to the Gemara. Ma amar lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. What did Hashem tell Moshe? Uma amar lo, Moshe li Yisrael. Uma amar Yisrael le Moshe. Uma heisha Moshe b'lefnei Gvura. We're missing a bunch of steps. What is being discussed here in pasuk dal pasuk tes? So says the Gemara, two answers. Zu mitzvahs hakbala. Did Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says what's being referred to here is mitzvahs hakbala, which though it's written later on in the Torah, it was said here. Rabbi Omer, no. That's the idea of mitzvahs was said in two different ways. Bitchila piresh onsha. First, the onsha were said, if you don't do this, you're going to be punished. Dechsiv vayashev Moshe. That means dvarim shemishabavin daito shel adam. Things that push away the das of a person. Ulebasof piresh matan schara. And then he said the rewards. Dechsiv vayakeid Moshe dvarim shemoshchin libo shel adam ka'agada. Items that pull a person in, like an agada. So the order was onshim and then schar. The igadamri, a third idea, the opposite. Betchila pirish matan schar. First it says the schar dechsiv vayashem Moshe dvarim shem mishivin daito shel adam. Again, mishivin, something that restores a person's das, revives. Ulabaso pirish onsha, and then the onshim dechsiv vayakein Moshe dvarim chekashin la adam kegidin. Items that are hard like sinews. Periods, either way, might be a difference in hashkafa, how the best teaching method. First give the love and then give the scary tactics, or the opposite. Good. But that price is worked out according to both Tanoim. Tashma, we'll try again. Shishi. Shishi b'chodesh, shishi b'shabbos. The 6th day of the month was on Friday. Kash the Rabbanan, again a kash on the Rabbanan. Remember, Rabbi Yossi says the first day of Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. The Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, no problem. But the Rabbanan say it was Monday, so we're a day off. So Hanami Rabbi Yossi, again, that price they would say is Rabbi Yossi. Shishi l'mai. Like we said before, what is the first word in the price telling me? Shishi. What was it 6 of? Rava Amar Lachana Yasan. It was the 6th day to their encampment. To their encampment. They camped. They came on the Rosh Chodesh. So it was the 6th day. Ravach Rabbi Yaakov Amar Lamasan. Ravach Rabbi Yaakov says, no, even not only the day that they encamped, the day that they left, they traveled. Meaning they came on the same day as they left. Which was, the previous day was Shabbos. Previous day was Shabbos. They came on Sunday, so the previous day was Shabbos. So what's this machlokas about? Whether it's the 6th day, l'chana yasan, but they might have left much earlier, but, or l'masan, they even traveled that day. So if a kamifagi b'Shabbos demara, the machlokas is about what they received in Mara. We know they received Shabbos in Mara. Did they receive every halacha about Shabbos in Mara? Dechsiv, kasher sivcha, shemol kecha. Because in the Aseret HaDibros, in Dvarim, it says, like Hashem commanded you, meaning somehow we know something from beforehand. Like you were commanded about Shabbos in Mara. Mar Savar. So what was commanded in Mara? Mar Savar, a Shabbos ifkud, a Tchumin lo ifkud. They only receive Shabbos, not Tchumin. We know Tchumin is a separate mitzvah, Parshas B'Shalach. The only mitzvah in Parshas B'Shalach is the mitzvah of Tchumin. We discussed that in Mitzvah Shir. So one says they got Shabbos, but not Tchumin, and therefore it's not a problem to travel on Shabbos, to go out of the Tchum. Rashi, Hilka, Kisha, Nasu, may refeed them, Nasu, B'Shabbos. So when they left refeed them, they left on Shabbos. Lo huzru, mi lelep yosem, mi apal mama. There's no problem. They left on Shabbos. Tosfos says it's not only Tchumin, it's also Hotzah issues, which are related to Tchumin. So that's one. Umar Savar, Tchumin, Nami, Ifkid. And the other opinion says, no, even on Tchumin, they were Ifkid already, and therefore they wouldn't have been able to travel on Shabbos the day before. That's the machlokas, whether it's Lachanayas or Limasan. There is a fascinating tshuva. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, I think, from the Binyan Tzion, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, the Binyan Tzion, the Aruch Laner, where he discusses there was a case where there was a person who was becoming a ger, and he had bris milah, and he was healing from the bris milah before he could go to the mikvah, and there was a Shabbos in between. And the shaila is, what does he do? What does he do? Because on the one hand, we know Shabbos is one of the mitzvahs. On the other hand, Goy Shashavas Chayiv Misa. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So what's he supposed to do? So we discussed this a few weeks ago, but says that's Binyan Tzion. And he says, I think not only is he allowed to do Lomi Ba'i, Veishavti Lamadaiti, Lomi Ba'i Shemutu Lo Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos, El Afilu Mechuyev Musar Al Yom Balayo Lo Yishbosu, Vechayiv Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos, Kol Zman Shelo Tavo L'Shem Geiris. So on the first I said he's got to do mal. He's not a Jew yet, right? Ger shemal velo taval eino Yehudi. And they gave him my psak. He wrote a little bit, a couple of letters, and then he violated. Once they heard about my psak, all the rabbis were very upset. He's waiting to get healed. Terrible. He says, how can you paskin that way? This guy is half Jewish. So the Isser of Goy Shabbos is only totally not in the process. But if somebody's in the process, and here he did half the process, he got a meal, you got to tell him to be Mechalel. Ve'im azokrim kama gerim sheni molu power HaKodesh ve'lo nishma kazos u'minayin li lechadish davar shalo shiarim harishonim ve'ishavti lehem. Right, so he says, everybody was upset at me. But he says, I explained a little bit. I explained what happened. Fine. So I'm sorry, this was all the story that was told to the Binyan Tzion. A rabbi wrote this to the Binyan Tzion, and I gave this psak, and then people jumped on me, what do you say? So now the Binyan Tzion himself starts talking. Tshuva. Pasak malak v'otarasa sheger shemavol otavol aser lishmar Shabbos. He says, chakarti b'shar makomos shemakabim geirim v'nomar li shegam sham me'olam lo hikpidu al zeh. Shelo yishmar ager Shabbos kodem atfila. I'm sorry, but I think you were wrong. I think that this goy / ger should keep Shabbos. And he says, I'll give you a raya, our Gemara. He says, what did Am Yisrael do before? Right? They got Shabbos and Mara. So how'd they keep Shabbos? They were not Jewish yet. The answer is, if you're in the process of Krisas Bris, which person gets Bris Milah or Bnei Yisrael then you keep Shabbos. Avsha Dayan lo nichnas l'klal Yisrael gomer ad shetaval mikol makom. You might not be a Jew, but you're also not a Ben Noach. And that could be anybody who's in the process of becoming a Jew. That's in Siman Sadik Aleph in the Minyan Siyan. Okay. We continue. A lot to talk about these dafim. Tashma, we continue. Nisan Shebo Yasu Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. That year, again, we're back to Esken Kashas on Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. That year that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Ba'arba Asar Shachtu Pisrayim, on the 14th of Nisan, the Shechta, the current Pesach. So we know in the Torah, Pesach is the Erev Pesach. Pesach, what we call Pesach, is Chag HaMatzos. But Pesach is the day that you shech the current Pesach, like Pesach Sheni is Yud Dalet Iyar, right? So 14th is the day they shechted their Pesachs. Uba Chamisha Asar Yatsu, and on the 15th day they went out of Mitzrayim. Ula Erev Laka Becharos, and that night, Makas Becharos. Says the Gemara, Erev Saka Taitach. The following night, Elamiba Erev. No, it means the previous night. The previous night, that's when Makas Becharos took place. We'll get back to that. And that day was the 15th. Meaning the 15th day of Nisan, Yitzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday. And now, do the math. If the 15th of Nisan is a Thursday, Reish Yarcha to Iyar Shabsa. So the Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Shabbos, because Nisan is Malay, Reish Yarcha to Sivan Chad B'Shabbos. The next month is Chaser, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on a Sunday, Kashal Rabbanon. So if I know when Yitzias Mitzrayim was, so I know when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. So again, Kashal Rabbanon, because you see from here, Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, not on Monday. Amri lecha rabbanan, ir diahishasa abure ibruha. No, that year, ir was malay. Even though usually you switch off, that year, ir was malay too, so it really was on a Monday. Period. 2 points. Number one is Tosfos. Tosfos says, on that day, Thursday, right? Thursday was Yitzias Mitzrayim, meaning Wednesday, the Shechta Koran Pesach. 4 days before, they were commanded on the 10th of Nisan to set aside their goat. That happened, meaning the previous Shabbos. Says Tosfos, Im Kain, Berevi Shachtu Pischayim, Venimsa B'Shabbos Sha'avra Lachu Pischayim, Shasai Basa Lachodesh, Al Kain Karano, So Shabbos HaGadol, Lefisha Nasa Bones Gadol. That was the Nes Gadol that occurred, Shabbos HaGadol. Tosfos says, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Because of the Nes that occurred. What was the Nes? Tosfos continues, quoting the Medrash, Kishalachu Pischayim Ba'osa Shabbos, Niskapsu Bechoros Umosa Olam Esi Yisrael. The firstborns of the Egyptians said, what are you doing? What's going on here? Lamo Ayosin Kane. And they said, well, in a couple of days from now, we're going to shech these, and then you're all going to die. Then we're all going to die? What's going on? And there was a civil war, the Medrash says. And that's what it means. Lamake Mitzrayim Bivchorehem Kili Olam Chasto. We say it Shabbos morning. Lamake, those who smote Egypt with their Bechoros. The firstborns were screaming at Paro, let them out, let them out, we're all going to die. Because they trusted them by now. Right? Paro's heart was hardened. Their heart wasn't hardened. So that is Tosfos, the Shabbos HaGadol, because of that great nace that occurred, that they all started killing each other. The Torah, when in Shabbos HaGadol, in Tzim and Taflamid, the Torah quotes that a little different svar, maybe a little more famous, that the nace was that the Egyptians didn't kill them when they took their goats, which was their gods, and tied it to their beds. Nothing happened. Right? That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. It's fascinating that the Torah, and also the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if there's another simon in Shulchan Aruch like this. The Shulchan Aruch does not tell you anything to do. Nothing to do. The Shulchan Aruch just says, simon Taf Lamed in Arachayim, Shabbos Shelefnei HaPesach, Korin Oso Shabbos HaGadol, Mibnei HaNeit Shenasebo. That's it. One line in the Shulchan Aruch, Shabbos Mepar Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol because of the nace that occurred. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, therefore, so the Ramah says, and the Minhag is to say the beginning of the Agada, Avadam Ayinu until Lechabra Kol V'Noseinu, and you don't say Baruch Hinafshi anymore. That's unbelievable. The Shulchan Aruch, how many Shulchan Aruchs are there that just tell you a reality? Tell you information. Doesn't ask or demand of you to do something or not to do something. Right here, Simon Taf Lamed, I'm not sure if there's any other Simon in Shulchan Aruch, in all the Dalet Chelki Shulchan Aruch, that says that we have such a Simon. When exactly did Yitzias Mitzrayim occur? So the Gemara says, Miba Erev, the night before. So I mentioned in a Parsha Shir a number of years ago, the Brisa, at the beginning of Maseches Machas, we know at the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Idios, that whole volume of Gemara, we have the Maseches Ketanis in the back. Maseches Sofrim, Maseches Machas, Kala Rabasi, and in the beginning of Maseches Machas, there's a Brisa quoted, middle of nowhere, on the top of the page. There it says, "Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, v'Hashem hikakol b'chol be'eretz Mitzrayim." In the middle of the night, Hashem smote the firstborns. Viksiv, but then it also says in Bamidbar, "Kili kol b'char biyom akosi kol b'char," on the day of. So was Makas Becharos at night or by day? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Afal pi shehika osa Makas Maves mechatzi alayla." Even though they were smoten at Chatzos, "Haisa nafsha mifarperes b'hem ad haboker." They didn't die until the morning. They didn't die until the morning. They were smoten at night, but they were sick and didn't die until the morning. That's it. Ask the Nachlas Yaakov, the commentary in the bottom of the Maseches Machas, what is this Brisa doing here? What does this have to do with Maseches Machas, which is all about Lashon Sagi Nahar, all about Hilchas Avelus, the first line of Nisachas Machas is about a goseis, how are you kachailuch odvarav, v'chulu, and then we continue in all the halachas of Kriya, and Aninus, and Avelus. So the Nachlas Yaakov says, it's similar to a Gemara and a Tosis in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lametes, says that a certain Apikaris asked Rabbi Avohu, if your God is a Kohen, like it says, V'yikruli Truma, how could he bear, when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, in what did he tovel himself? And the Pasuk says, there's not enough water in the universe for God to be tovel. So the Rabbi Avohu answered, oh, he was tovel in fire. Fire is even better than water. Wonderful. That's the Gemara. Tosfos there, Sanhedrin Lametes says, why didn't he ask him a better question? How could he be Metami himself in the first place? Right? The Gemara only asked, how did he become Tar afterwards? How was he Metami himself in the first place? So Tosfos says, he didn't ask that because Bnei Yisrael are Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. So we're his children. And a Kohen can be Metami himself for his seven relatives. Fun. Wonderful. Says the Nachlas Yaakov. But you know what's going on here? The Bryce is bothered how to brought about by Makas Bechoros. Anivalo Shliach, Anivalo. Hashem did it for Chvodo V'Yatzmo. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is he Matami himself for the Mitzrayim? Ah, so that's the answer, that they didn't die right away. Hashem smote them, but they didn't die till later. And until somebody is dead, he is Kechai L'chol Dvarav. And that's the first line of Maseches Machis. Hagoseis, how are you Kechai L'chol Dvarav? La'olam v'chulu v'chulu. Unbelievable. That is an exact proof and lead in and segue to the beginning of Maseches Smachas. That's the words, the Vart of the Nachlas Yaakov on the bottom of the Maseches Smachas. Again, it started at night and it continued to the day. Okay, moving right along. Tashma delo ebruha. One second. We just answered up how this could work out for the Rabbanan by saying that Eor was Mu'uberis that year. But one second. Tashma delo ebruha. I'll prove it to you that it wasn't Mu'uberis. Nisan shebo yatzi yisomi Mitzrayim. It's a very similar brisa that we just had with an extra line. The Nisan that year, they went out of Mitzrayim barabo asar shachtu b'shrayon. On the 14th, they shechted the carbon pesachs. B'chamisha asar yatzu. 15th, they went out. Ula erev laku. Bechoros, and that night, Le'erav Zagadar Dechaleima Mibarav Laka Bechoros, similar. But also Hayom Chamishi B'Shabbos, that was Thursday, Haya Hishlim Nisan, Nisan was complete, Vira Iyar Lios B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Iyar came out on Shabbos. Chaser Iyar, Iyar finished as a Chaser month, it says it explicitly. The Iyar Sivan, Lios Echad B'Shabbos, and Sivan was on the Sunday, Kashler Rabbanan, so it was explicit that Iyar was on Sunday. So the Gemara, the Rabbanan say, Hamani Rabbi Yossi, no problem. That price is like Rabbi Yossi's opinion. You're right. But we would argue, period. Amar Papa Tashma, next try. Vayisume Elim, Vayavo Chalas B'nai Yisrael. When B'nai Yisrael went after Kriyas Yamsov, they left Elim and they came and started complaining, were hungry. B'chamisha Asa Yom HaChodesh HaSheni. It was on the 15th day of the second month. V'osu Yom Shabbos Haya. That day that they complained was Shabbos. Why? Dichsiv. Uvokeru Isem Es Kvod Hashem. Because Moshe promises that the following day the month's going to start falling and you're going to see the Kvod Hashem. V'ksiv, and we know the month fell. Sheishes Yomim Til Katuhu. For 6 days it fell, and then the seventh day it didn't fall because of Shabbos. So what day did they complain upon? It was Shabbos. So they complained on the 15th, which was Shabbos. Umi dechamesar be'ir b'shabsa, and if the 15th day of Iyar is on Shabbos, reish yarcha de sivan chad b'shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Shabbos, kash l'rabbanan again. Armelacha rabbanan, Iyar dehishasa ibure ibruha. Iyar of that year was mi'ubar. Right, that's what they would, how they would interpret this brisa. Period. One more for today. Amalei Rav Chavivi Michozna Al Ravashi Tashma VeYibachodesh Arishon BaShana Hashenis. Oh, now we're going up. We're moving up to the second year. We're focusing on the dates of the second year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we're going to relate back to the first. So it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the second year, almost a year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Be'echad LaChodesh Hukam HaMishkan, and the Mishkan was put up that day. Tana Oso Yom Natal Eser HaTorahs. That day took 10 crowns. Rishon LaMaisa. It was the first for 10 things. Rishon LaMaisa Brachos. It was a Sunday. That's crucial. It was the first day for Maisa Brachos. Rishon LaNasiim. It was the first day that the Nasiim started bringing their karbanos. Parshas Naso. Rishon LaKahuna. It was the day that the Kohanim started doing the Avoda, officially transferred from the firstborns who lost it by the Egel. Rishon LaAvoda. It was the first day of Avoda's Tzibur. We'll get back to that. Rishon LaYiridas HaEish. It was the first day that Hashem's fire came down from heaven onto the Mizbeach. Rishon LaAchilas Kachim. Was the first day they started eating Kachim. Rashi says, Bim Mechitza. Within certain areas. Rishon l'shikun shchina. The shchina had ashra. Rishon l'varachas Yisrael, the first day that birchas kohanim took place in the Mishkan. Rishon l'isra bamos. Once the Mishkan was set up, no more bamos allowed. Rishon l'chadashim, it was the first month, right, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now we darshan again. Umi the reish yarcha de Nisan, the haishas achad b'shabes. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year, was on Sunday, the ishtakid b'dal b'shabes. So it must be that the previous year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was on a Wednesday. Did Tanya, because we know we have a Misora. Acherim omrim, ein bein atzeres la'atzeres, v'ein bein Rosh Hashanah la'Rosh Hashanah, el adal yamin bilvad. We know this four-year gap between every year in terms of what day of the week things fall out on. If something falls out on one day of the week, this year it's going to be 4 days off the following year. V'mayz Hashanah mu'beresein, if there's another Adar, then it's an extra day, five. So therefore, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Sunday, so the previous year it was on a Wednesday. So then, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that year, in the first year, was on Erev Shabbos. Rish Yarcha the Sivan b'Shabsa, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Shabbos. Kasha bein l'Rabbi Yossi bein l'Rabbanan. This is a problem according to everybody. According to Rabbi, right? Because Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan said Sunday or Monday, not Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, you have to say that the calculations that year were different. L'Rabbi Yossi Shiva Chaserin Ovid. That year, after the first year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they made seven Chasers. And L'Rabban Ches Chaserin Ovid, they made eight. So therefore, it wasn't the normal four-day difference between the two years. Okay, so this is the Gemara. We'll have to continue, Be'ez Hashem, next time with the finishing up the seven, when was the Machokas discussion of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, and we're going to get into, again, more amazing Gemaras, Nasa V'nishma, Kaval and Markagigas, that's coming up on the next daf. Just one Ha'ara, I happened to see this recently, so just bring it to one's attention. I don't think it's as well known. The Rambam, where we just said, one of the Ataros that were given is Rishon La'avoda. Rishon La'avoda. So what does Rashi say? What do you mean avoda? They brought karbanis before this. What do you mean Rishon la'avoda? So Rashi says, la'avoda l'seder avodas tzibur. To me, din v'shar karbanis v'chulu. If you look in the beginning of the Rambam before Mishnah Torah, right before Sefer Mata, he has the Minyan HaKatzar. He has the 613 listed one-liners, meaning he has the separate Sefer HaMitzvahs where he has it in depth. Then he has one-liners, and right after Minyan HaMitzvahs, he goes through and says, and therefore I'm going to split up all of these mitzvahs into 14 books. And within those books, there are going to be separate sections. But there he categorizes what each book, each of the Yad HaChazak, each of the books are about. So he says, what's the difference between Avoda and Karbanos? Sometimes we try to memorize. What halachas is in Avoda? What's in Karbanos? The Rambam says, it's clear. But it's like Rashi interprets our Gemara. The Rambam says, Sefer Avoda is all Avodas Sibur. That's Sefer Avoda. And what's in Sefer Avoda? Avoda is Bias Mikdash, Beis HaBechira, Maisa Karbanos, Isurei Mizbeach, Tzmidin Musafin. It's all Tzibur Halachas. And then Karbanos, he says, is private issues related to Beis HaMikdash. Karban Pesach, Chagiga, Bechoros, Shkagos. So that's the, okay, one or two you have to work out. Why is Me'ila in Avoda and Tmura is in Karbanos? But either way, that's the general rule. Just the one other, just because it's open, not our issue now. What's the difference between Nezikin and Kinyan? They're both about issues ben adam l'chaveiro, says the Rambam. But Sefer Nezikin is ben adam l'chaveiro, which starts off with an aveira, right? Which is obvious, but it's an important formulation, right? There are nizke mamon and chovel and rotseach and gneva and gzela, all of those is ben adam l'chaveiro that starts off with an aveira. Kinyan is and mishpatim, I would add. Mishpatim, really. He says, Echlo ba mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, b'shar adinim, she'ein b'tchilas en hezek. Shomrim, chovos, tainos, v'kviros. So interesting, the Rambam says, what's the difference between Sefer Nezikin and Sefer Mishpatim? And also, the difference between Sefer Avoda and Sefer Karbanos. So how Rashi explains Avoda in our Gemara is the same way how the Rambam explains what's in Sefer Avoda as compared to Sefer Karbanos. Okay, we'll stop here, but Hashem, we will continue next time.